minstrels in the gallery. A festive celebration of the variety of spiritual sounds in our churches and schools today.
Roger Royal, and welcome to the beautiful St. Mungo's Cathedral in the heart of Glasgow. Settle back at this late hour for something rather special, a festival of religious music now in its third year. In this program, we'll be celebrating the rich musical contrast of religious worship, ancient and modern, national and international, in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, as the good book says, from soloists and from choirs. And as with the church minstrels of yesteryear, we won't just be praising God on the merry organ. And like Radio 2's other highly successful program, Young Chorister of the Year, Minstrels in the Gallery has an element of competition, not so as to do people down, but rather to bring out the best. All the groups singing tonight have one thing in common, the wish to express something of themselves and something of God through music. They've been selected from audition cassettes sent in from right across the country, narrowed down through three heats by a panel of judges. Our judges tonight are recording artist Isla Sinclair, international opera singer Rosalind Sutherland, editor of the Church of Scotland magazine Life and Work, Robin Hill, and our chairman of judges, the distinguished hymn writer, composer, musician and preacher from Scotland's very own Iona community, John Bell. Ladies and gentlemen, your judges. We've got people from right across the United Kingdom with us this evening, half from Scotland, half from the other side of the border. And each year we seem to find a group from Harrogate getting through to the final. This year is a very young group, who are nonetheless their school's senior choir with members from 10 to 13. They come from Grosvenor House School and have recently returned from a very successful tour of Holland. As well as singing here at Minstrels in the Gallery, these talented youngsters have reached the final of the National Festival of Music for Youth and will be appearing at the Royal Festival Hall in London in July. Each group is going to present two items. Grosvenor House end with the charming carol with words and music by Philip Godfrey called Unfinished Story. But first, a traditional piece that goes with a minstrelly swing, Gaudete. Welcome to the judges' deliberations. We've got a demanding task ahead of us this evening, and we're going to think first of all of the boys and girls from Grosvenor House
Preparatory School.
With Gaudete, one of the two songs tonight which I think people might have recognised, the first and the last, Brother Blessings and Gaudete at the beginning.
Robin Hill.
I thought they were great. They had a difficult job coming on first, of course. They were a wee bit nervous, maybe a few wee rough edges now and again, but overall I think they did tremendously well.
Rosalind Sutherland, what about you?
Well, when I listened to them, I thought I was really impressed by the fact that they were only, you know, between 10 and 13 in age, you know. I was very impressed, actually, by the top range of the voice, you know. Very clear.
And Eyeless and Clear?
Yeah, I thought they were super moving for me because they were pure. Mm-hmm. The little voices leading were lovely. The simplicity of the arrangements held my attention. Tasteful. I like them very much, and I like their outfits. I thought they looked charming.
To my mind, this is where they were more at home.
It's quite lyrical, I remember thinking.
Yes.
You could see them absolutely dedicated, mm-hmm. you know, in looking at the conductor.
Yes.
You know, not that that's negative at all, do you know what I mean? But at that stage, I felt they were very, very disciplined that way.
The key thing here is they were really pushing themselves, and at times that maybe had a wee bearing on their intonation. Maybe they just pushed themselves a bit too far, but they were obviously right in there and having a good time.
Trying very hard.
Yes.
Many thanks to the choir of Grosvenor House School. You're listening to Minstrels in the Gallery, a festive celebration of the variety of spiritual sounds in our churches and schools today from Glasgow Cathedral on BBC Radio 2. Now, this cathedral church of St Mungo is one of the most ancient buildings in Glasgow, with an aisle named after, believe it or not, Black Adder. This evening, the stage for the singers is set in front of the fine medieval rood screen with the wonderful pipe organ played by the resident organist here, John Turner, towering above. But now for something completely different. The Borders-based Celtic band Chrysalis. Their aim is to capture the heartbeat of Celtic Christianity, the fusion of traditional instruments, including Highland and small pipes, harp, boron, which I'm told is a type of Highland drum, and fiddle, with orchestral sounds and vocal harmonies, gives Chrysalis its unique sound. We're going to be hearing two of their original compositions, both by the group member Alistair Salmon, The Day You Set Me Free, and a jig called Before the King.
Come to the second group, which was Chrysalis, a very different group, would be called, I suppose, a Celtic group. When I see that word, I usually shiver, and I just wonder if they're going to make a Celtic sound, and I wonder, Rosalind, you being a Celt?
Me being a Celt? Actually, I got the impression, the music, the instruments, actually, the combination of all the different instruments, you know, from flute, violin to boran, actually, initially, that's where I got the feel. That it was very Celtic. On a vocal level, sometimes, you know, that Celtic sound one can have, you know, a high of a brat or a wee bit of a shake in the voice, but I think it was more just a wee bit nervous. Or at times I thought that maybe it was in the wrong key for one of the singers, you know, maybe she should have been singing a wee bit lower. But I thought that it was actually more instrumentally for me that gave me that Celtic feel. And I was sitting there bopping, you know. At one point, I looked at Isla and we've both written down, I want to dance. I want a Kaylee. I'd lift your voice to the King, glorious praise to Him. Music to the God of love and praise His holy name. We'll sing and worship God above. We'll sing and sing and join. Come dance and sing before the King, for He is Lord of everything. Come lift your voice to the King, glorious praise to Him. Sing before the King, sing dance and sing and join the dance before the King. Dance, lift your voice to the King, glorious praise to the King.
Thank you. praise his name, make music to the Lord. Praise, praise, praise his name, we're dancing, dancing. Praise, praise, praise his name, make music to the Lord. His anger only lasts a moment, but his favor lasts forever. Tears may flow throughout the night, but joy comes with the dawn. And now my heart sings to you, and I will not be silent. You turn my sorrow into joy, and I'll sing on and on. Make music to the God of love, who has his holy name. Some people sing and worship God above, and joyful flames will sing. And dance and sing before the King, for he is Lord of everything. So lift your voices to the King.
Although you couldn't really hear the words clearly, that was unfortunate, but you got the message because, you know, you felt more joyful. So I liked it.
I enjoyed it, Robin.
I was intrigued when I saw what the range of instruments was actually going to be, but in actual fact, with this group, I thought there was great individual talent coming through. The whistle player, the clarsach player and so forth.
I think it's very good when you have an indigenous folk rhythm, if not melody, being used for worship in a church. You know, and particularly if this is Scotland where they come from, then they should use their own native melodies.
Chrysalis, thanks very, very much indeed. And now to a very grand sounding choir, the Schola Cantorum of Carn, the Chamber Choir of St. Mary's School in Carn in Wiltshire. And the choir consists of 33 girls between the ages of 14 and 18 and has a repertoire that crosses many musical boundaries from early sacred music to close harmony jazz. Cathedral evensongs are a regular part of the choir's schedule, and the girls have sung at, to name but a few, Gloucester, Salisbury and Winchester cathedrals, and at Bath Abbey. Their first piece takes an old hymn based on words of St. Augustine set to an Irish folk tune. It's Jerusalem, our happy home. The soloist is Polly Dugdale. They follow that with When the Saints Go Marching In. So a big hand, ladies and gentlemen, to the Schola Cantorum of Carn.
Next we came to Schola Cantorum, and I thought they put in a beautiful very calm and very controlled performance in Jerusalem. It wasn't the Jerusalem I was expecting, but it was far, far more impressive than I could have imagined. The balance was great, and I think the term that springs to mind here is discipline. They were just so cool in coming to this performance and giving it all they had.
And they also enjoyed it. You know, I looked at it, that was a very beautiful, you know, melismatic Irish melody. Mm-hmm. And they could have sang it with straight faces and, you know, unmoving, but you felt they were really inside that music. And very difficult, you know, when you've these wee trills and wee grace notes and the soloist, and then have the whole choir doing the grace notes. I thought they were very accomplished at that.
This is one of my favourite pieces, actually, of the whole performance. I was quite spellbound, and it was like the waves. I mean, I'm not a musician per se. I sing songs which I've learned orally, but listening to this held me spellbound.
I remember listening to them and immediately thinking, "Oh my goodness, I'm listening to monks," because the top of the voices were, you know, clear as a bell.
Thank you.
When the scenes come marching in, I didn't think that worked.
It was certainly a very showy arrangement with lots of difficult modulations, which they handled very well. But in terms of worship, I just have my doubts about it.
Too polite, perhaps?
The Scholar Cantorum of Carn, thank you very much indeed. Well, you're listening to Minstrels in the Gallery, a festive celebration of the variety of spiritual sounds in our churches and schools today from Glasgow Cathedral here on BBC Radio 2. A traditional four-part choir now, local indeed, from one of the other Glasgow cathedrals, St Mary's Episcopal Cathedral. Of course, we often think of cathedral choirs being professional. But Director of Music, Frederick Walker, stresses that the two services they sing each Sunday and the many extra services during the year are entirely for the love of it. First, they sing a piece by the 18th century composer Adrian Batten, O Sing Joyfully. And then some words of Cardinal Newman set to music by Frederick, Lead Kindly Light.
St. Mary's actually was, you know, a well-balanced choir, but for me, I think just a wee bit safe.
Though, if all folk requires me that kind of sound, then the country would be in a better state musically. I mean, these are not paid people.
If you want to, you know, bring the word of God to people, you know, you've got to drag them in with something. And I got no buzz.
Okay, I love
your
song.
A traditional choir, and a very fine choir, no question about that. A strong choir, definite, know what they're doing, obviously experienced, technically very good and balanced.
If anything, I think the one thing they fell down on was the dynamic range. There was a lot of forte, maybe not quite as much piano as we needed. But that's maybe not such a major point.
Thank you.
Let's now enjoy something completely different, but still from Glasgow. Firestarters describe themselves as a generation set on fire for Jesus because they want to be these sparks of revival. They're part of Youth with a Mission, an organization that aims to harness the energy of young people to serve God in sometimes difficult or stretching circumstances. In Glasgow, there are a total of 90 young people aged between 12 and 25 involved in church and community projects, particularly in the inner city. I'm told that all the youngsters also have experience of working short-term in Christian mission around the world, working in orphanages in North Africa, and running youth training camps in the Middle East. Here they are with two original songs, the first by band leader Stephen Gibson, a contemporary version of Psalm 42.
After you, and I thirst for the living God. Where can I find Him? Day and night I weep for Him, and all the while my enemies they taunt me. Take courage, my soul, I have a Redeemer. Oh, I sing your praise and once again. Why be discouraged? Why be sad? Oh, thank God. Day by day, the Lord pours out His stead, His love on me. Sing His songs and pray. He gives me life. Day and night I weep for Him. All the while my enemies they taunt me. Take courage, my soul. I have a Redeemer. Oh, I shall give praise Him once again.
Starters, local folk who, in fact, do lots of missionary-type work, and I like this. I like the ordinary appearance of them. What have I written? I've written here. They were into it all. Nice songs, good, strong, definite singing, with passion, uplifting, tuneful, modern, communicate, moving. A bit of the commitment-type feel, I thought, to this. I'm singing for the joy of it. I just felt they were really going for it. I really like these people.
That's right. I think they were very joyful, very sincere. They were singing from the heart. And perhaps as a result of that, they were a wee bit less disciplined than some of the other choirs that we heard. That came through to me. In the accompaniment, they were lacking in some areas, I think. But overall, I think they did put in a very positive performance.
I think that the instrumental accompaniment let them down. If they'd had a sax playing a solo line, it'd have brought the whole thing up. But you had a lot of kind of low sound and guitars and keyboards and drums, and that muddied it quite a wee bit.
Well, actually, I've written down fame question mark, because that's what it reminded me of. The very, very poppy feel in style, very hip, and of course, that I would say that would draw in the younger generation.
Thank you.
thinking maybe to coin a phrase, the people's choir.
Except if they come from the west of Scotland, they don't use any of the American accents.
Do you think that? But the bloke was then, he's obviously got some origins and. Perhaps.
But the second song, it was very American.
Yeah, but hey, wait a minute. If we're going to talk about American accents, they watch television, come on, they don't sit and watch Gaelic programmes. Yeah. Western American culture is endemic throughout Scotland. They watch more Americanized television. So what do you expect?
Yeah, that doesn't mean to say you have to emulate it.
Thank you, Fire Starters. That second song was called Lord, I Feel the Heartbeat by Lynn Houston. You're listening to Minstrels in the Gallery on BBC Radio 2, a programme that celebrates the variety of spiritual sounds in our churches and schools today. Our final group fly the flag for England once more, some Cornish lasses all the way from St. Joseph's School, Launceston. All pupils at St. Joseph's are members of the school choir, but membership of this senior chamber choir is by invitation only. Locally, the girls are best known for their involvement in the community, raising considerable amounts of money for churches and charities through their singing. This evening, they begin with a piece by Rupert Lang, which is bound to impress. It's called Cantate Domino. And then we round off the competition with a blessing, a Gaelic one, to music by John Rutter.
St. Joseph's began, I thought it was boys. because it began with a very low sound, and it was a very interesting sound. And I looked up again, and there were no boys, it was all girls. Very interesting first piece, you know, edgy, different kind of dynamic, electronic keyboard.
Very eerie, but
technically a very good performance.
Very rich. It was a very good range from what they started way down low in the voice up, and I thought that they used a lot of great dynamic changes in order to create very good moods, you know. And it was actually interesting that the pieces that they used for me were a wee bit of crossover. They were kind of religious, but at the same time, for someone who's not too religious, they weren't very boring. They weren't very boring. They weren't very boring. They weren't very boring.
A great contrast between the two. The Rutter they handled very well. I think they were following the course of excellence rather than enjoyment.
I didn't think that the Rutter came over well. I think that it was too forced, and the dynamic at the beginning, to my mind, hurried it a wee bit too much.
The first piece in particular was very, very exciting, you know, and you were held on the edge of your seat. And the second piece, The Galaxy, that was absolutely very profound and very inspiring. Both the pieces were very inspiring and really hit you deep in there.
Well, now it's time to take a break. And a well-earned break, because you've listened so attentively and you've responded so marvellously to the music that we've had. Please give a big round of applause to our BBC Radio 2 Choir Girl of the Year, Eloise Irving. warm welcome back now to all our judges, to John Bell, their chairman, and to Isla Sinclair, who's going to present the prizes.
Thank you.
Isla, first of all, what have you really enjoyed about listening to the music tonight?
Meeting you again, Roger.
Now,
thoroughly enjoyed the music, the diversity of the music, the purity, the setting, the acoustics, of course, we're listening to it. It's been a really enchanted evening altogether. The joyfulness and the spirit coming through the children, particularly.
That really has shone through. John, as chairing the judges, what exactly were you looking for? Because, as Isla said, it was so diverse.
Well, we had to deal with a whole lot of different styles of music and not to try to compare unlike with unlike, but to try to judge each according to its own genre. That's a French word for type. And also to feel for whether the music communicated, whether it was a good performance, and whether there was an integrity in the sound, whether the people actually enjoyed singing, and whether that conveyed, and whether it was the kind of thing which would be uplifting in Christian worship. So a whole lot of different criteria, but never was one choir or one group compared to the other. We judged them all in their own different class.
Certainly not an easy job, but thank you very much indeed, and thank you to all the judges. And now the prize winners tonight don't just go away with a title and a trophy, but with a cheque. £700 for the winning group and £250 for each of the two runners-up. Of course, they can do with it what they like, but we here at BBC Radio 2 hope they'll spend the money directly on their music-making activities. So now Isla Sinclair is going to present the prizes.
I am indeed, with much rustling of brown envelopes. Hang on, here it is. And the runners-up are St. Joseph's Senior Choir, Launceston, and and Chrysalis. And now, the moment you've all been waiting for. And the BBC Radio 2 Church Minstrels of the Year 1999 are Schola Cantorum of Cong!
Very many congratulations, Polly Dugdale and Scholar Cantorum of Cong, who are in fact the BBC Radio 2 Church Minstrels of the Year 1999. Polly, you sang one of the solos. Was that a very nerve-wracking experience?
It was absolutely petrifying, yes.
Have you sung many solos before?
Yes, but none that have been in front of such a large audience.
When you left Wiltshire, did you feel that you could be the winners?
Well, we were all really hopeful, but then when we heard all the other choirs in the rehearsals, we were not quite so hopeful.
They were all pretty good, weren't they?
Very good.
And what's the atmosphere been like, I can't say backstage, but I say in the other part of the cathedral?
It's been very excited. Everyone's been anticipating what's going to happen.
And £700, any idea how that's going to be spent?
Yeah, I think it's going to go towards taking the choir to Sweden next summer.
Wonderful. Yeah. On a holiday or a concert tour?
On a choir tour.
And what will you be singing there?
Probably some of the songs you've heard tonight and other songs in our repertoire. Some sacred music, probably more.
Brilliant. Well, can you get Schola Cantorum of Cong together, please? Because we want to hear more from you. Let's say another very big thank you and congratulations to the BBC Radio 2 Church Minstrels of the Year 1999. So it remains for me to say very many congratulations to all those who have taken part, not only our winners and our runners-up, but in fact all were winners who appeared on this programme. I do hope that you've enjoyed this special hour on a Sunday evening together. The program was devised and produced by Philip Bilson. Technical presentation was by Paul Smith. And this is Roger Royal saying good night and God bless you, and reminding you that if you're a lover of religious music, you're more than welcome to join me each week for Sunday half hour at 8:30 in the evening. So here, once again, is Scholar Cantorum of Cards.